Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Hey gang, welcome to the show. It's your super fluffy friend, Miss La Crush Hearts. And welcome. Today we are ending our special broadcast of the Super Fluffy Takeover for Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Y'all can visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. And we also start our online community at phonefantasyradio.ning.com. That's ning.com. Today I'm a little under the weather, but I am at 102%. I'm glad to announce we have a special featured guest, Miss Queen Rocky from New York City. She's everything. She's like the modern day superwoman, and and I think we're gonna need the full 2 hours just to tackle just a little bit, or you know, just the tip of the iceberg that she has done. She's been on the scene for quite some time right now. She is the founder of Large and in Charge magazine, online radio, and she has a YouTube channel, so that's largeandincharge.com, plus size community. She's won countless awards. She's been on Maury. She's been on Tyra Banks' show. She's doing it all. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and bring Miss Queen Rocky, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Fine.
I'm good. I don't even know what should I call you. Should I just say you are a web entrepreneur, or I mean, you have so many aspects of you. You're just like multi-talented, so I don't know how to sum it all up. So, you know, what do you call it?
I can't even say, because, you know, I do find myself going off in many different directions. I've always been a person who's very versatile, and I have a wide variety of interests,
mm-hmm.
and I believe in pursuing them as I see fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been one thing. I'm very supportive to all my plus-size people, especially because I feel that we all need a support system. We all need an avenue to express ourselves. We want to show that plus-size people are the same as everyone else. We are not different. We're not aliens from another planet. And I actually found that within supporting my community, which is big men and big women,
mm-hmm.
I have developed a strong following from people of many sizes. So now I have a lot of people who are what we would consider extremely slim,
mm-hmm.
extremely large, men and women who are saying, you know, Rocky, I really feel what you're saying, because I have gone from just supporting the plus size community to trying to create equality
mm-hmm.
across for all human beings. You're a human being first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
thus you are deserving of the basic respect as a human being, and that goes for the large and for the small.
Right. Well, I just want to say I am a personal fan. A lot of the people that I've come in contact with, they definitely, you're like a household name to them. Oh, Rocky, I know her. Oh, I know who you're talking about. I'm like, what? So I'm like I said, I'm just a personal fan. You know, I checked out your magazine. I love the magazine. Then I checked out your show, you know, every now and then. At one time I was doing a show at that time, but you know, I checked out your show, and you've been on the scene for a moment, actually. I came across you back in 2007, but can you tell people when you actually just started, you know, coming on the scene and doing your activism and stuff like that?
Well, it's really funny because a lot of people, they know me in a lot of different ways. Like, you know, I started out as Queen Rocky, you know, Amazon squasher, who's gonna, you know, But, you know, that started from a very dark place. And that started from a place in which I was the housewife. I had a husband, the best husband you can imagine. He was it. I was raising my child from a previous relationship, and me and my husband were together, and he was amazing. And he was the provider. He was the breadwinner. And I was the woman who stayed home and waited for her husband to come home. And I was happy, happy, happy. And then one day he died. And it was simple as that. He wasn't sick. He wasn't sickly at all. He just went for a minor spur heel surgery that went completely wrong, and he died. And in one day, I went from waiting for my husband to come home so that I could spoil him for the 4 weeks that he would be off of work paid to losing the stability of my life.
Right.
And so from there, it was a very hard, hard road for me. And it got to the point where the bills was piling up and the electricity bills and getting paid and the rent was 6 months in arrears. And how was I going to feed my child and what was I going to do? And we all know the government doesn't give you not a drop in the hat to doing anything for you. And I was left destitute, thinking that I was going to have to take my little baby, my little girl, and go into a shelter and possibly be homeless in New York City, which is the worst place to be in the shelter system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I decided, you know, I had to do something. I had to do something. And all I could do, I was thinking, oh, well, you know, I have a little girl that I need to take care of. I'm a large, large woman. You know, I'm not college educated. I just got a little GED and a little secretarial diploma, and everything I learned in that little secretarial school when I was 16 years old does not apply to modern society.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't even know computer systems nowadays. All I knew was what I was typing on AOL, and I said, okay, what am I going to do? And I found out about, I knew about squashers. I knew that there were people wrestling and doing things like that, but I didn't like the underlying sexuality of it. I decided I'm going to turn it around and make it into a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Take the sexuality and a lot of the things that they were doing already with it, and I'm going to turn it around and make it to, oh, can you handle this? And I came out in 2002 as Queen Rocky, and I started there. And I was not satisfied. Because, yeah, I was empowering women, I was feeling good, blah, blah, blah. But I was still known as the girl, woman who sits on people for a living.
Right.
No brains,
right.
No nothing, just the woman who sits on people and who looks hot as hell and really tall and really big.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was not enough for me.
Right.
You know?
Right. So can you, I don't want to, you know, stay too much on it, but I do want people to understand that, you know, being Queen Rocky and the squashes, because we are talking about BBWs and plus size as far as, you know, as far as like this whole month. I've had guests that basically all of us use our size in a positive way, you know what I mean, to help support ourselves, help support our families. And at the same time, we happen to be looked at from other women of size as role models and or somebody that, you know, that's doing something besides eating all the time, you know, because that's the stereotype that everybody got, that we're as big as we are because we eat 24/7. Like, we don't do nothing in between. You know, like, I got that. But I also get a lot of women that, I don't know, I'm sure you do too, you get a lot of women of size that hit you up and ask you how you do it. Where did you start? How did you start? So can you just explain to people what squashing and the wrestling, like, what that consists of? You know, we understand not the sexual part, but the sport part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the whole thing with me was taking the sexuality out of it, and there is no nudity. There is no sexual acts. In fact, I have bodyguards that go with me. If it wasn't a family member, it was someone I hired. If it wasn't that, when I had a fiance, it was him. So there is no aspects of sexuality that are going on. I turned it around, made it a sport. And basically, squashing is a pressure fetish.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and actually, if you think about it, it's not really a fetish because it's completely logical.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is you're using a big woman. You see everyday women when they're in a relationship with somebody sit on my lap. Sometimes they sit on their friend's lap. Sometimes you sit on each other's lap. Okay, your man wants you to sit on his lap. Do the skinny women even think about it twice? No. Boom, throw them in the lap. But you go ahead and put a big woman in it because she's heavy. Now it's a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's common sense. A lot of big women, a lot of them are scared. They won't sit in their man's lap. They think he's going to break. He ain't going to break. Okay? He's not going to break. Oh, the man, he chooses a big woman for a lot of reasons because he likes the feeling of it. He likes the warmth. He likes the pressure. Okay? My ex, every chance he got, he wanted me to roll on top of him and just hug him and squeeze him because he loves me and he wanted to be close to me and he loved the feeling of having me. Every single man in my life has wanted me to sit on their lap and hug them and squeeze them and lay on top of them because they love the feeling. And they pick big women because of that particular feeling because they enjoy it. So it's not a fetish. The only thing is maybe these men don't have big women in their lives or girlfriends. Or a lot of them have big women who will not sit on their lap, who will not lay on them and hug them and squeeze them and whatever. So then they say, well, I want someone who's going to, in a non-sexual way, give me this dedicated time. And some of them do like the wrestling, and some of them do like the different things. Sometimes they want you to put pressure on their legs, sometimes on their stomach, whatever it may be, as long as we're not getting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as it's going there, I'm cool. So it's basically, some people call it a fetish. Say, well, if you're willing to pay for it, it's a fetish. I'm like, well, yeah, I could cook food at home, but sometimes I want to go to a fancy restaurant. I'm going to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
right.
Hey, you know, if I want to spend $300 on a meal, I'm allowed to do that. It's not a fetish, you know.
Right.
But in this type of service, that's basically what it's about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I custom every session for the particular person. Every person can handle all the weight. Not every person can handle it for large amounts of time. You have to temper it, you know, and you have to be very careful. A lot of people think you just go throwing yourself on people. I actually did a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of research as far as using medical books. What are the signs of someone in distress? What you should do? There's a lot of things. A lot of people do it recklessly. I do it very carefully,
mm-hmm.
you know. I don't want to cause any harm to somebody,
right.
And I don't want anyone to have a bad experience. So, you know, that's basically what I do and how I do it. And that's just that one little aspect of it. And I tell women, I said, if you are trying to have someone spend money,
mm-hmm.
you are then taking them into your confidence. Okay, you are then taking them and you are giving them a security that you know what you're doing, you know how it will affect them, you will take care of them during that time period, and you will keep everything confidential. And that's the difference between me and a lot of other women who may do this. A lot of other women do not check the medical books. They do not try to find out. They don't learn CPR.
Mm-mm.
They don't know what to do when someone is in distress. They do not know how to see the signs of distress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are all very important things for me,
right.
You know, as a person who is giving this type of service. So, you know, I tell people before you are willing to try and make money off of someone, you have to realize, are you willing to be responsible for their life, for the amount
right.
of time they are with you?
Right.
You ain't willing to do that, don't get involved. Find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, it's fascinating, and I did come across your website that you had for it. I looked it up, and I was like, really? Wow. And you know, I have to commend you because, like you said, you took the time and you actually give You know, you actually develop this. It's not like you just jumped in with your eyes closed and just jumped on somebody. You actually took the time to look this up and research it and develop it. And you've been doing this for, are you still doing it now?
I still have sessions with people. Mm-hmm. I'm not fully in retirement. Mm-hmm. I'm in partial retirement. I do have sessions with people. But, you know, like I said, now I am more of a size activist in my community than even being Queen Rocky, the squasher who's been on documentaries all over the world, on television shows all over, radio shows across the world. Now I am also just regular Rocky who does the online magazine, the online radio show, and the online television via YouTube, and who travels around and who's a speaker in the community and who speaks at certain events on being a plus-size positive person and all the different things that come along with it, the emotional stress and the emotions that run through you, and being there for the men as well as women out there who are trying to live a positive life. There are many different things that I do for my community and even in my local community to give back to my people.
Also, folks, if y'all want to find out about all the different aspects of Miss Rocky, they can go to your website, right? www.rocky.com. That's R-A-Q-U-I. And you know, just looking on here, she, like I said, she does it all. You are a published writer, poet, right? You're a size activist. Would you consider yourself a motivational speaker as well?
Yes.
Photography, you web design, you do radio show. Like, how do you have time to do all this? That's what I want. How do you have time to just to spread this out? Like, I mean, all day. Like,
yeah, I schedule myself very carefully, and I do actually have a lot of free time. Because, like I said, the reason why I am able to have an online magazine that I founded and designed and take care of. See, a lot of people say, how do you do all this? And I said, because I do everything.
Yeah.
I design the website. I edit the website. I host the show. I do have co-hosts, and I do have guest commentators who join in with me, and I love my listeners. I edit my own video. I edit my own audio. I do everything myself, and I'm a self-taught person. I didn't go to college. I didn't learn this in the classroom. I just had the desire to put the time into it for all these years. I mean, I started Large in Charge in 2004. Mm-hmm. I started it out just as a little newsletter to try and give news to the community, and it has turned into a full-fledged online magazine. I'm one of the first, actually some people say the first, online actual magazine. All the other online magazines started coming out after Large in Charge. There's been a few websites. It wasn't in magazine format. I wanted something that was fresh. I wanted something that was new. I wanted something for the community to go to that was reliable, not something that we updated whenever the hell we updated. No, every single month, since February 2004, Large in Charge has come out with a new edition. So it's not easy, but
I know. I got this on my little radio station. And like you said, I'm also self-taught. So I can definitely relate to that as far as being self-taught. But you, like I said, you've taken the time and no, you're not college educated, as you say, but it looks good. It looks good. The site is easy to make, easy to follow, read. You have some interesting topics and it's good. You know, it's definitely good. Like I said, I am a fan, and I've seen you a couple of times, and my friend said, oh, you should cook the Rocky. I'm telling you, you are like a household name, for real.
I definitely want to tell everybody who knows of me, who maybe has met me, actually got time to spend with me. You know, I really love people. I love to see it. I love to talk to people. You know, some people are a little cuckoo. I go through the crazies, too. I've had people who, like when I started Large in Charge magazine, for years I was being stalked by people who told me, how dare you think you could do anything but be a poor excuse for a porn star. No, because I'm not a porn star. I don't have sex on camera. I don't do anything nude. I'm not, you know, I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything wrong with those who do. I just don't wish to partake of that at this time in my life. I don't think I ever would. So it's just not me. So people said, you're a poor excuse for a porn star. How dare you even try to do anything? How dare you be anything? You know, and how dare you even try? And I was getting this continuously 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007. It started tapering down, but I would say it really stopped at the end of 2007, beginning of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been continuously harassed for many years because, you know, people didn't want to hear of Queen Rakee the Squasher taking her Queen Rakee money that she was making doing Queen Rakee work and deciding to put it into something that she felt was positive for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I went through a lot. And I didn't have no one to lean back on. I didn't have nobody to support me. And all I had was the people who said, I love what you're doing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it. It's changing my life. Thank you. And that's what kept me going. And many times I didn't want to keep going because I felt like I wasn't appreciated. And yet I'm standing here, going to start my, ending my seventh year with Large in Charge magazine, going to start my eighth year next year, 2011, start the eighth year of Large in Charge magazine, ending my third year for Large in Charge radio and starting my fourth. You know, I'm sitting here going, you know, I really believe in what I'm doing, and I really feel good about it. All my writers are volunteers. They give their time. No one's getting paid. This is just something we're doing because we love the community, and I'm so thankful for all my writers who are dedicated and writing an article every month to contribute, and I'm so thankful for all my listeners on Large in Charge Radio, and thankful to everyone who I've met and going to conventions and traveling around the U.S., everyone has been so friendly and welcoming and open and allowed me to videotape them for Large in Charge TV. I know I have a lot of editing to do, people. I will get to it, you know. I love it. I love meeting new people. And one of the highlights was this summer when I went to Vegas Bash and they gave me the BBW Achievement Award, and I just cried. Because I was just so happy to know that someone said, hey, we recognize your work, and we appreciate it.
That's awesome.
It was a big thing for me. No?
Okay. Well, besides doing that, like when you're going out and you have these, I know women hit you up, I know men hit you up, but what is your main message when you're doing your motivational speaking and you know, and you're doing this activism, and you know, what is it that the message that you're trying to relay to others out there, whether it's big or small or indifferent?
Well, I think the first message, the main message. Because my message has changed a couple of times through the years. But now what I really believe strongly in and what I really work for is the recognition and the equality of humanity. Humanity includes all people, all races, all locations, men, women, children. It doesn't matter your sexual orientation. It doesn't matter your size. To recognize another person's humanity is to recognize them as a person. And once you recognize them as a human being, you must give them the basic respect of a human being. You don't have to like me. You don't have to be my friend. I don't have to be your friend, but I can respect you as a human being first and foremost. And there was a little point that was made to me a couple of years ago, and I really thought about it. And someone said, why do you think when you see certain people, like large people on TV, why do they block out their face? Why do they cut off their head when they show them on the news? And all you see is this, like, foreign body with rolls of fat hanging here and there. And I said, because as soon as they cover your face, as soon as they cut off your head, they take away your humanity. So now you see them as an it, a big, fat it going across the screen, and all you see is their fat. Mm-hmm. And thus, if you strip someone of their humanity, you strip them of the respect that they deserve as a
mm-hmm.
human being.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe in combating that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you look like. I don't care what's your size. I'm going to respect you as a human being. And all I ask is that you do the same. Acknowledge me as a human, and thus you have to give me the basic respect. And if
right.
every single person did that, we wouldn't have a lot of the problems that we have now.
Yeah. Okay. You've also done modeling work. You currently in anything that we know of?
Actually, what came out recently was my participation with Yossi Leoli, who's
mm-hmm.
from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in New York some years ago, about 3 years ago, and I met him, and I got to spend some really good quality time with him. He's a very wonderful person and a marvelous photographer, artist. And he started a project called the Full Beauty Project. That's fullbeauty.com. And it's basically his interpretation of a full body beauty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of the pictures taken were classic nudes of different full-figured women, some BBW, some super-sized, all different women, all different races. And I got to commend every woman who decided to get in on this project like I did. And basically, it was shown November 28th in Italy at an art museum, and it's really beautiful. It's a wonderful project, and he will be expanding on that, and I admire him for his work. So that was the latest release. But I've modeled in many different sectors, a lot in the art community, for Mika Rottenberg. I've done about maybe 3-4 projects.
Mm-hmm.
And which basically they needed a very large female. She loved working with me, and I loved working with her. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I've modeled for clothing companies, mostly self-owned clothing companies.
Mm-hmm.
I've modeled for different companies who wanted me to show off their product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. It's been great. I modeled for some magazines who they need a particular type. So, and then I've modeled for my website, and I've actually worked with others and modeled for their a couple of other websites. But I mostly like to stick to my own work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's out there, and I don't limit myself.
Yeah.
I like to expand into many different areas, and I especially like working with artists. That is best, and that is really the best for me. I really love it.
Okay, if y'all just tuning in, we have Miss Rocky from Large and in Charge online magazine, Miss Large and in Charge .com, www.rocky.com, that's RAQUI.com. Okay, so if y'all like to speak to Miss Rocky, you have questions, I see people call in, they press 1 and then they hang up, I guess because we're talking too much, but the number to call in, 347-989-0767, that's 347-989-0767. All right, so can you tell them when they can, about your online radio show, Large in Charge Radio?
Oh, sure. Large in Charge Radio, we deal with all subjects of life. So you don't have to be a big person to listen in. We like to hear from all people. We don't care where you're from. We don't care about your sexual orientation. As long as you're a human being and you could relate with us and you're not about bashing others and trying to cause mental harm to other people, you know, we don't have a problem with you. We do actually every show put a plus size twist on it since we do like to deal with plus size issues.
Mm-hmm.
So you can listen in every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/large-in-charge-radio. And we're always there.
That
we love
is
when
awesome.
Call in and talk. We love it. And we love when people disagree, too. We don't want you to agree with us
that
all the time.
Disagree. Right. Mm-hmm.
We want you to disagree because we believe many different perspectives help people. Like, I may see it from one way, you're going to see it from another way, and he will see it from another way.
Mm-hmm.
So all together, we create many different avenues of expression and many different ways for people to relate to the subject.
Okay, cool. Large and in Charge Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Do you have a call-in number for it?
Oh, yes, 718
508-9491. Okay, 9491. Because we have, you know, people that just call into the show or, you know, they don't have a computer yet, so they like to listen online and stuff like that, listen via a phone and stuff, so... Shout out to Blog Talk Radio, making things possible. Okay, so like, what's your plans for 2011? 2011 is coming. You have so much going on. I know you're going into the new season for Large in Charge magazine and also your radio show. But besides that, anything new coming onto the scene, or are you just gonna continue doing what you already have out?
Well, I have a lot of editing to do for. This year, which I went to Vegas Bash this summer. I also went to the Halloween Boo Bash in Chicago, and I got lots of footage, so I'm going to be doing some serious editing and getting that all up for the new year. I'm trying to get it before the new year, but I actually had to invest in getting a whole new computer. So know how
right.
that is. You have to invest in doing that because guess what? I'm doing high def.
Okay.
You know, so I'm doing that. I have to get that together. I'm going to be traveling again this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been writing a book for the past 2 years, not as faithfully as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to kick my butt in gear for 2011 and really get things going and finish up my book. And hopefully I'll be coming out with 2011. It's really have been a work in progress, but I'm happy with how it's been going so far. And there's a lot of things that's going to be added into it. I'm going to also be getting a professional camera, so I want to get more into my photography, and that's a whole other project within itself.
Mm-hmm.
And doing Large in Charge magazine and radio and online television and doing my book and traveling and there somewhere I should get a boyfriend. Maybe I have to go to rent a boyfriend, you know, or something like that. So I'm not sure where I'm going to travel yet for 2011. I want to go back for Vegas Bash, the 15th annual, but I might be trying to get a house. So I'm not sure yet. I have
wow.
to figure out. I don't know. There's so much happening. I don't know
I
what
see.
To do. And in between all that, I should get a boyfriend because I get bored sometimes. I don't know how.
Really?
But I do.
You get bored?
Yeah, sometimes I do because I,
really?
You know, yes, I do.
That is possible?
I don't know how, but it is. It is possible. And you want to know what? Because after, you know, I get up in the morning
mm-hmm.
and I roll over and I stay in my pajamas and I do my work. Then I stop and then I don't have nothing to do. So I should, like, have a boyfriend to take me out to dinner or something. But it's like, you know, either, you know, they jealous or, you know, they don't like that I do all these different things. I don't know if it makes them feel inadequate. I don't know if it makes them feel inadequate because they're not happy with what they're doing and I'm doing all these things and I'm happy about it. And sometimes if somebody can't be happy with you, I don't need you bringing me down.
Right.
No. You know, you should be proud of me, not unhappy because I'm doing good things for other people.
Yeah, that makes no sense, does it? You know,
that's why I run away from them. See, that's why.
I tell them that too. I don't want none of that. Don't want none of that drama. So I could definitely relate to that. All right, so you're in the market for. Yeah, in the market for a boyfriend.
Maybe.
That's maybe, guys. That's not actual. That's not an actuality. Just maybe. Maybe. You say
you're
something
retarded,
you might like.
No. I'll go on a date, though. I wouldn't mind going on some dates. But
right.
If you start acting retarded, no. Thank you. You know, I'd rather buy myself some pizza. For real, instead of go out on a date with someone who's crazy, you know. Like, I could eat pizza all by myself. I don't need you to buy me no pizza, no. Sure, I could watch a movie alone. When you're crazy ass over here, no, leave me alone.
So, you did say that you have a child, but you have children.
I have one child, yeah.
Okay, and then what is her take on you doing this and you know that you're all well known and you're all over the world and you do this traveling and you have these radio shows and you're doing all this stuff. I mean, how is that, you know, is she also a plus size kid or?
Yeah, well, my daughter, she's 16 and she takes after me. She's not super size. She's 6'2", she's about 230, so... You know, she's thick. She's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing is, you know, I've been doing this for so many years since she was small.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's seen me do Tyra. She's seen me do Maury. She's seen me do documentaries and all these different things. It's funny because I took her for a spa day for her sweet 16. And I didn't tell her, me and my sister, we just decided, oh, we're going somewhere. So we just took her. We're going somewhere. And we go to the hotel. And she sees some people walk in. She thought they were going to do an interview with me. And she, and I'm like, no, we're having a spa day. Happy sweet 16.
Aww.
Interview me. She was like, I thought you were going to do an interview. Because she saw some strange people walk in. I was like, no. You know, so... my daughter, she knows what I do, and in fact, basically my whole family knows,
because,
I mean, I don't keep secrets like that, and she's okay. She doesn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, not a big thing for her. I mean, you know, she knows that I work hard, and she knows what I do, and she knows that my main focus has always been my family and doing things for my family, and she knows that a lot of the things that we were able to do and have was because of my online work, you know? So her, she's just like, you know, as long as me and her are okay, and, you know, she's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
16 years old and don't always like their parents. So right now she don't like me. So tell you something new, right? So, you know, kids go through their phases, but basically I support her, she supports me, you know, and I've always had a positive way with her and of being, and that has led her to be a very outgoing, positive girl, a girl who stands up for herself, and a girl who's not going to let other people, you know, play her.
So
I believe that it's because of the way that I carry myself that she has the confidence that she does. You know, because she's never told me so far that she had issues of being a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is well-liked by her friends. She has a great personality, you know, and she likes other people and other people like her. And she hasn't yet told me that she's had a problem with the weight. I know that the height can sometimes be bothersome when you're so much taller than anybody. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it, you just got to accept yourself.
Right.
You know? You can't cut your legs down and get shorter. You know? That's just how
right.
it is. So,
even though
you know.
People are trying to get taller, but right.
Mm-hmm. So I tell you, you have to be proud of who you are regardless. And so I believe that her, you know, a lot of her confidence comes from that. And I'm happy for that. So it's a good thing. And my whole family, as long as I'm happy and I'm doing what I have to do, they support me. A lot of them think it's just funny. You sit on people for real, and they give you money, and they laugh. They think it's a hilarious.
Yeah, they find it entertaining. They, oh, no, you're doing something else. No, no, that's not, no.
Oh,
they like it.
My family knows me.
Mm-hmm.
They know that I'm not that type of female, so they don't even ask those questions. I mean, they were like, for real, I know you don't do anything with them. And I'm like, no. They're like, I know you're not. And I'm like, because they know me. Anybody who knows me knows I'm not that type of female.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, really? They paid this money? So what did you do? Well, I sat on him. You sat on him? That's
mm-hmm.
weird. And I go, no. I explained to them the same thing I explained to all your listeners and yourself. I'm like, it's everybody's that way. I mean, how many times you're sitting down, you hang with your friends, and your friend sat on your lap?
Right.
That happens every single day, every single minute. So right now there's somebody sitting on somebody's lap. Ain't no difference. I just get paid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you're right. Like, once you put your size into that factor, it becomes a whole different ball game. Once you
mm-hmm.
put, you know, once you add the size in, it becomes a whole different ball game. And for all those that do not know or doesn't have a slightest idea what we're doing right now, you just tuned into the show. We have featured guest Miss Rocky from Large and in Charge magazine, online magazine. Activist, writer, poet, photographer, web designer, mother, sister, aunt, uncle. We could just keep going. but y'all can definitely check out her website, www.largeandincharge.com. She has a personal website, Raqui, Raqui.com. And we're basically just shooting the breeze and finding out more about her and the work that she's done. She's been featured international. She's been featured on Tyra Banks' show, The Maury Show. She has a YouTube channel. What about the YouTube channel?
Okay, the YouTube channel, I have a few YouTube channels, but the
mm-hmm.
one that I really work with is, that I'm trying to develop is my Large in Charge TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically online television, which the next step with that is going to be actual having commentators come on and talk about different subjects
mm-hmm.
and actually doing interviews and things with different people
mm-hmm.
From all over the world, hopefully, you know, as far as talking about the things they do in the plus-size community to help themselves and help others, their views on things that are going on, how to uplift, empower themselves, and help others.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that's going to be coming with that. It's still in development.
Okay.
But basically, it's going to be the same as Large in Charge magazine and Large in Charge radio, only now it's going to be visual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I wanted to go across all borders.
Right.
You have the magazine for those who like to read.
Mm-hmm.
You have the radio for those who like to listen. And now you're going to have the television for those who like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give you this information through multiple avenues so that everybody can be stimulated and everybody can actually feel the empowering spirit and feel that someone is reaching out to them and giving them an outlet. Because that's what it's about, having an outlet to express yourself,
mm-hmm.
to feel at one with other people, and to realize that you're not out there and you're not alone in all of this. And we talk about some controversial stuff, and it's really important to get that out there because you have to talk about it. If you don't talk about it, you don't realize it, you can't do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The most important start, to be positive and take action. Don't say why. It's time to figure it out and take action because you have to control your life, not someone else.
Cool. I hope y'all writing this stuff down, people. If not, y'all can always download the show later and listen to it from the beginning. All right. I see I have some callers with their hand up. We're going to go to the calls lines. We're going to take a few callers, and then I'm going to actually go into and ask you some more questions about Larger in Charge magazine. I see we got 225. Is that Miss Lady C? 225?
Yes.
Yes,
how
you doing, Miss Lady C?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. I have a special guest, Miss Rocky from Large in Charge Online Magazine. We're doing an interview here, if you just tuned in with us.
Hi, Miss Rocky.
How you doing? Lady C, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's going on, girl?
Don't get her to giggling. Do not get her to giggling.
I know I sound black, right? I know she laughs at me. Spanish girl, don't worry.
You don't sound big either, so hey,
Lady C, I have a question for you. How do big people sound? Because everybody's been telling me that I don't sound big. And I said, what am I supposed to do like this?
I don't know, because they say I don't sound big or old, so I don't know, because I'm 51, and I'm big, too, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Lady C, how big people sound?
Hey, sound like we sound happy.
I don't know neither. I'm still trying to figure that out.
I figure if you're secure with yourself, it doesn't matter. You know, love you.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that with some chocolate pudding and whipped cream. I'm telling you right now, that sounds good.
Yeah. Banana pudding, cheesecake, sweet potato pie. Mm.
All right.
I'm going
all right.
There
put
right
the food
now.
Down.
She started me up.
Started you up. Look.
I haven't had dinner yet, girl. Don't mess with me. Ooh.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Can you tell us about the columns? Like, what can they find on Large in Charge magazine? Because I'm looking at Large in Charge, the cover page, and it seems like you have different columns and aspects of it. Like, I see big girls from on the red carpet. And, I mean, like, what kind of articles, like, what can they actually come to Large in Charge and what can they read up on?
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to try to explain what we have currently. Because, you see, every year I have a writer's search. And that allows anyone who is interested in being a writer for Large in Charge magazine to submit an article for review. So, basically, when they submit an article, they will submit something as though they were writing for Large in Charge magazine. Mm-hmm. Now, when you write for Large in Charge magazine, it does have to be plus size oriented. So, you know, all of our columnists write about plus size life. So, like for me, my column is Rakiism, Words of Wisdom from the Heart and Mind of Me, Rocky. And I kind of come out with something every month, like I do these quotes. I'm going to give you an example of one of the quotes that I have that I often put up on my Facebook or whatever. Maturity is not something gained with age. It's a mindset, okay? And then I'll write an article based on one of my quotes or based on something that I feel really strongly about. Now, after that, we have, hold on, I just put everything down. Wait a minute. Okay. Then we have Cher Rue, who is from Los Angeles, and she writes Big Girls on the Red Carpet. And she basically writes about Hollywood events, going to Hollywood events, because she is like the plus-size representative in L.A. She's one of the most well-known plus-size representatives in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We have Emily Schmeltneck, which is from the plus side, and basically her article is a collaboration of a supersized woman who is on the dating scene and all the crap this chick goes through in trying to deal with the people and the crazy people and this one, that one, and trying to find herself and be a positive woman. You know, so that's what she's writing about. We have Xander, who writes Good Food for You, and he comes out
with words of wisdom every month and some new recipe or recipes to try. We have Sonia Bennett, who writes the Big GB, My Gastric Bypass Memoirs. And she was writing about her experience with gastric bypass, being that she had it over a year ago. And she was detailing how her experience was, and now she's going to be following her sister in the gastric bypass adventure. So, so the positives, the negatives, and how it affected her life, because, you know, we have people who had very positive things with gastric bypass, and we have people who died, you know. We have a lot of things. This is just one woman and now her sister, so it's two women and their experiences. So it's not to represent everybody's gastric bypass experience. It's just this particular woman. She's sharing with us. Then we also have from the desk of NAFA, the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, who's been working almost 50 years now toward the rights of all fat people all across the world. And we get a new article from them every month as to what's going on, what they're doing. We have one of my good friends, Lucia Roth, who she does fashion and products with the Web Girl. And she just runs a new fashion website or a new product that would be useful for plus size people. So she does that every month. And then we have Candace Lane, who writes FAT, Free All Thinking Reflections from a Plus Size Sister. And she talks about, you know, her struggles and different struggles she sees others go through. It comes from her perspective. And she always has a really cool quote. And like I said, this is what's standing now. We'll change in the new year. We will have people who dedicate themselves for another year, and we will have people who get dropped, and we will have new people coming in. So when you dedicate yourself or when you apply to be a large and charged writer, the dedication is 1 year, 12 articles. If you choose to continue after that, you can if you want to. There are times we've had up to 10 writers on board, and then there are times we've had only four. So it does change because, like I said, this is a voluntary, non-paid opportunity. But then people also have to realize that to be able to say, as a writer, to say, I had my own column in an online publication that has been on the internet for over 7 years is extremely huge. You cannot get opportunities like that easily.
Which gets over a million hits a day, right?
Yeah, we get over a million hits a month. Okay, so it's not a day, but we do over in a month. So the thing is, it's a very huge thing for someone to say they have their own column. You cannot get your own column as a writer. You could be a freelance writer, but to have your own column in a dedicated publication is a huge opportunity, especially for our plus-size people. Who often get thrown to the side if they don't look the part.
Right.
So it's a very big thing. So I'm very proud of all my writers, past writers, and new ones coming, and the ones I have currently. I thank them every month because it is them who is making this wonderful opportunity to have a variety of things to read every single month.
Cool.
And then we also have our feature every month, and we have our cover model every month. So you also have the featured company or person, and you have your cover model. You can read her interview and find out more about her or him, and we have that every single month.
Cool. I basically want to go check out the website, check out all these different opportunities that y'all can have with just the magazine alone. That's not including the radio show and the YouTube and the events that you're doing. Do you sponsor events as well?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. It was a little bit of an accident.
Oh, okay. Do you sponsor events as well? Do you put, you know, large and charge events?
No, I don't have events at this time. A lot of people have asked me to come on board with their events. And the thing is, what I like about Large in Charge, we do not affiliate ourselves with any one particular company.
Correct.
There are so many party promoters in the United States and across the world who are doing events for plus-size people. Once I join with one of them, I become everyone else's competition.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be competitive against anyone else. Mm-hmm. I want to support every company who is making a positive who's making a positive influence. I want to support them. I don't care if you're a party promoter. I don't care if you are a online magazine or a print magazine. I don't care if it's just a website, no. I want to be able to support everybody. And sometimes, many times, when you become affiliated with a particular company or a particular person, it shuts off others. Because if someone doesn't like company and someone doesn't like this person, it becomes a problem. I don't want to be in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of keep Large in Charge as its own identity alone, you know.
Correct. Definitely agree with that one. I had to learn the hard way. All right, so let me go ahead and see if we have people in the room. Shout out to people in the room. Dashing, thank you for tuning in. Delilah Robbins show. Who's this? Kassar. We had Miss Fanning. They stepped out. Lady C, you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay. And we have another caller coming in. The 313.
Michigan.
Michigan?
Yes.
Hey, 313, you're on air, Phone Fantasy Radio. State your name, where you're from. 313? 681.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, state your name, where you're from.
Yeah, my name is Dewan Pringle from Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, that's my home.
thanks for tuning in, Dewan. we have our featured guest, Miss Rocky, on the phone. Do you have any questions for her?
I just wanted to know, did she, like, when did she, what made her start, you know, getting into the squashing business and the domination business?
Okay, well, because you didn't hear earlier, basically I was married, happily married, and a housewife, and my husband was the sole provider for me and my daughter from a previous relationship, and he died. Basically, rent was piling up, electric bill wasn't getting paid, and I was facing eviction and possibly having to take my daughter. Well, basically, if I would have got evicted, I would have had to take my daughter, go into a shelter. The marshal was threatening me to lock up my doors.
Mm.
And I did not know what I was going to do with my child and going into New York City shelter system, which, you, believe me, you don't want to go into. It's very difficult. And I knew about squashing and I knew about all that. And the whole thing is I didn't want to get involved in the sexuality that was plaguing the squashing business. I decided to take it, turn it around, and make it into a sport. You know, it's not, oh yeah, baby, take this. It's more like, can you take this? This is going to be a challenge to see if you can handle it. And that's what made me really get into it.
And do you travel?
Yes, I do.
You ever travel to Detroit?
Not to Detroit yet. I've been asked to.
That's what I'm waiting on.
That's what you're waiting on? Why are you waiting? Why don't you play for my plane ticket? Why are you waiting?
Uh-oh.
Why ain't you coming to New York then?
Well, I was planning on coming to New York in January. I'm shooting a movie right now. That's coming out in Detroit, like for an independent film company. So, I'm tied up until the beginning of January. So, we'll see what happens then.
Okay.
January is my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Am I going to get no presents?
Yeah, I have a few presents for you.
Uh-huh. What are those few presents? They better come in a box.
They all come in a box. I can't
box,
fit in a box.
A box that's wrapped and detached from body parts. I'm just saying.
You got to specify. Yeah, you got to specify kind of box.
Correct. You hear that?
Unless I send myself through UPS.
Oh, Lord.
You're
going to get
court. Wait, hold on. You know what they do in New York with the UPS boxes. Okay, you know what they do? They put the dogs to sniff them, and then they stick a pin all the way straight through just in case. I'm warning you in advance. And they put you through the scanner, and it looks right straight through. You're going to have to pee in a bucket if you come in.
You're going to have to put a bag on something.
You're going to have to put a poo-poo bag in your butthole. I'm just letting you know, because you might send the UPS delivery for like 3 days before you get here. Don't eat no prunes.
No, I don't eat prunes.
Don't drink no milk in case you get lactose intolerant. That's not good.
That is not cute. Just thinking about that is not cute. All right, Rocky, where can they contact you, Rocky? Like, you know, how can we contact you to find out more information about your, to become a writer or a model or whatever. How can we contact you? Are you on the Facebook, the Twitter, and all that good stuff?
Okay. Well, first of all, if I don't know you, you ain't getting on my Facebook, so don't even think about that. Okay, I gotta know you. I got pictures of my family on there. No.
Mm-hmm.
I actually tell people where I'm gonna be at on there. No stalkers. Mm-hmm. But definitely if you wanna contact me, you can go to my website www.rakui.com and there's a contact us button. You can just, contact Rocky rather. You can just click that and email me. Mm-hmm. And if you wanna check out Large in Charge, go to the website. I do announce out when I am going to have the writer search and the cover model search, which is every December through February every year. So if you're interested in being a cover model, all you have to do is go to the website. The application will be there. It will tell you in plain, regular, simple English what to do. And that is it. You know, it's really simple. It's not hard at all. I'm so easy to find. Put Rocky in any search engine, and you'll find me, believe me.
That's it. That's definitely it. So that's cool. Dewan, you have any other questions you want to ask Ms. Rocky?
No, I just hit her up on her website and highlight her through the email.
I am doing applications for boyfriends, though. I'm just letting you know, seriously.
I put one in before and never got replied to on MySpace, but, you know.
Oh,
don't trust MySpace, though, because MySpace is crazy.
Well,
I'll
be doing my networking and doing my thing, too, because, you know, I'm a young actor / artist, recording artist, so I don't deal with everybody no way. So I ain't none of them MySpace or Facebook freaks.
Oh, you trying to say I'm a freak?
No, I'm just saying just people that be stalking, I ain't one of them dudes that you're used to dealing with, that be stalking and just crazy and, But I put in a few applications, they got denied or overlooked, rejected.
I'm gonna give you a hint to try and get in good with me. Don't call me anything but Rocky, because as soon as someone go, yo, baby, hey, honey, hey, sweetie, I don't respond. If you can't use my name, then you don't need to contact me.
Oh,
I have a name. I will use your name. You can use my name. If you are trying to create intimacy that doesn't exist by calling me sweetie, baby, honey, sexy, or whatever, you will get denied.
That's not my style right there. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. I'd call you by the queen, Rocky. I wouldn't call you, you know, baby, yo, baby, yo, and none of them whack pickup lines that other guys be using.
Oh, I have a question for you, though.
What's that?
Okay, now listen. How retarded does a man have to be to type to a woman, yo, me, M-E-E-E-E, plus sign U, the letter U, equals sign question mark?
I can't answer that one.
How retarded that motherfucker gotta be? He gotta be
as retarded as a box of rocks, I guess. I wouldn't know. You know, that's some pretty simple stuff.
I say more because even a box of rocks rattles. This motherfucker don't even rattle. He retarded. Okay.
They said it's too close to Christmas to be anybody to be anybody's boyfriend. That's what they say in the chat room.
Some people just don't know no better.
Why would you say that? You trying to say that you don't want to be anybody's boyfriend because you don't want to buy nobody a present? Buy me a present. Now you're gonna have to buy me a present. I want a present. Send me a damn Christmas present. And it better be a Christmas birthday present put together. I'm just saying, let a sister know what's going on. Let a PR sister know. And don't send me no rice and beans. I can make that myself. I want to say that.
Don't send her no box of Goya. That's not.
I'm gonna get you a Hallmark card and some Tiffany candy.
I like candy. I like chocolate candy. I like chocolate candy. Eat in the middle. Yum, 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 yum.
Okay, so on one of the messages I got on my Facebook, somebody told me he had 15 inches of penis. He said, don't be mad at him for not having a Facebook picture, but he says he think I am a sexy woman, and he want to give me his big penis. It is 15 inches long.
He probably say that to a lot of people.
I gotta say that to somebody. If a woman needs 15 inches of your penis, how big her vagina gotta be?
She gotta have a wishing well.
You don't need a vagina. You need a watermelon and cut a big hole into it. That's what you need. If a brother told me he got 15 inches, I'm like, you trying to fuck up my vagina? Hell no. Get to stepping. Like my vagina.
I had asked a question on my page, and I'm like, well, some women do say they enjoy bigger penises, you know. Okay, fine, I understand that. But what's the cutoff line? What's the cutoff number, inches? What's the cutoff? What, 8, 9, 10?
The cutoff number is when I have sex with you, and I need to freaking put cocoa butter around my vagina for 2 to 3 days. That bitch. Yeah, that's when you ain't never getting none of this. That's offline. If I need to heal, if I need a healing period in between two episodes with the cat,
yes, we
done. Need to fuck alone. Okay?
Yeah, we can't do it no more.
Mm-mm. I could just look at you and go, no. Mm-mm, no.
That's why life should be on, so you can see what's coming your way.
No. I would just look and go, no.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about 15 inches coming at me. I'm going to walk up and just get out. Bye.
Okay, I was mistaken. Bye-bye.
That's it. Like, I don't even want to do all that.
Y'all ladies ever had to really tell somebody no? Because I have.
Yeah. Yep. I have. I have.
No, baby, don't worry about it. I know what I'm doing. Oh, just give me time. And, you know, I'm going to make you real, real wet, and I'm going to make you really excited. You're going to be ready for
this. I'm going to take it slow.
No.
I'm going to take it slow, Mom.
You're real when you walk out the door. Take it slow on your way home. Take it slow. That's how you end the relationship real quick, by pulling some shit like that out. Oh, I don't want to be your girlfriend no more. Thank you.
That's what you were hiding in there. Okay, no.
Never mind.
No.
I didn't do that at. Mm-mm.
Like, if I wanted to date a horse, I could go to Texas. Okay.
She wants to date a horse, she can go to Texas.
You ever notice that some guys with the really gigantic penises that want to have them? Like, motherfucker, no. I'm 600 motherfucking pounds, and you want me to get up and fall my 600 pounds on your impaling penis? Fuck you. In fact, why don't I stick your penis in your ass and see how you like it?
Because it's long enough so I can reach back there. All right, we got another caller, Rocky. Hold on. We got another caller because we're going to go on all day. All right, we got New York, 718.
I was here.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Chef. I'm from Brooklyn, you know.
Hey, Chef from Brooklyn. How you is?
I'm fine. How you doing, LaCrush?
I'm swell. Thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah.
We got guest Rocky from New York, Large in Charge magazine. Do you have any questions for her?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Were you in, what's that video, what's that movie, Jackass?
Where?
You're not in Jackass, right?
No, that is not me. I'm 6'4", and I have a tan. That's not me.
Okay. Oh, wow. I feel really... Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm keeping up with the BBW-ish. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Not seen your pictures before, though, but you're very, very pretty.
Thank you very much. You going to take me out for dinner?
I would. When and where? You tell me.
I'm in the Bronx. See, I told y'all I'm trying to go on a date, see?
No, you in the BX? Yeah, my homegirl know you. But not know you. My homegirl kind of know you and shit. Well, I got two homegirls that know you. You know Delilah? Huh? Okay. Talking to myself now. Yeah.
Her name?
You know Delilah?
Delilah? I might not know her as Delilah. She has a screen name?
No, that's her screen name, Delilah or Danielle.
Oh, I know a lot of people. I know too many people. I need to see a picture.
She's like one of the only white girls that was in Big Bad Butt magazine.
Oh, that doesn't help me because I don't look at Big Butt magazine.
Okay. No problem.
If it was big black men's butts, I might look at it. But
hey, I tell you.
Yeah, holler.
Each his own, I guess.
Big woman. I mean, if I want to see a big woman's butt, I just look in the mirror. That's what I do. I never look at a magazine to see that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. All right, I'm down to take you out for dinner, though.
Oh, see, now I want to ask my Detroit boy. See, now how do you feel about the competition?
Who, me?
No. Where's the guy from Detroit who said he was going to set himself in a UPS box?
Oh, I love it.
You love competition?
Yeah.
I love it too. See, he said, my boy from Detroit said he was going to give me a Hallmark card and a box of candy. What you going to give me?
Damn. Well, you see when I take you out to dinner. Since I'm in Brooklyn, you in the Bronx. Yeah. You see.
Surprise.
You know.
Surprises.
Yeah, surprise. I'm not going to tell you and shit. We got this shit video, what is it, taped on radio, whatever and shit. So,
yeah.
I'm D.
Yeah. It's going to be a surprise. I like surprise. Hello.
You're going to have to put this on YouTube so we can see what happens next.
Oh, wow, I don't be on YouTube. Nah, we good, we good. I only in one video and that's it on YouTube. Nah, we good.
I'm not going to do
don't
the
be
Who Loves...
Don't be scared. I'm just playing.
Nah,
I'm not going to do the Who Loves Rakee show with you. No, it's okay. Maybe somebody else. I should do the Who Loves Rakee show, like Who Loves New York, only
mm-hmm.
Who Loves Rakee, and do my dating adventures. But don't worry, I won't put you on that show.
All right, no problem. I guess our date going to be 5 minutes, so...
Yeah, it'll be 5.
All right. I know a couple spots in Brooklyn, so...
What's your question?
What happened?
What was your question?
What was my question? That's a good question. I just called in.
Wow.
Nah.
Can I take you on a date?
Oh, yeah. I thought the date was finalized already.
Yeah, the date's finalized.
That's the question.
Oh. All right, what's my question? How do you feel about crushing, I guess?
How do I feel about the crushing and the squashing? A lot
of
people ask me that because they think that maybe it turns me on. And it's not a turn on for me. Now, I'm happy that I'm able to give a service to those who really enjoy it and who understand the rules and regulations that I go by. And if they're happy, I'm happy, you know.
Mm.
I mean, like anybody who gives a service to somebody else, you want them to be satisfied and you want them to be happy under the guidelines that you have created.
Mm-hmm.
So when people tell me it was a great experience, I enjoyed it. When people tell me I'm really happy and, you know, thank you, and I'm happy about it. It's cool. But I think that I will be going into retirement in the next few years because I want to go full force with my side activism. It's I'm in partial retirement right now, but I still have sessions and such and things like that. So, you know, it's cool. It's money. Hello, it's a business.
Right.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you should.
I
understand.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's not like I go around saying, let me squash you. No, you have to
pay.
I
do.
Makes sense. I have another question, though. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm going to be 36 in January.
Okay.
How old are you?
29,
okay. Just as long as you're not... Wait a minute. 29? That means how many years younger than me?
Seven.
When do you turn 30?
Next January.
Really?
This January. Yeah.
January what?
18th.
Really, January 18th? My birthday is the 8th. Well, what do you know?
Aww.
You know what? That's where I think I know you from. Because I seen you online, whatever, and such. Because a lot of people that be online from, like, back when you started, whatever, online from the AOL chat rooms and shit, they did. But sometimes they successful with their shit. Other times they're not. You're successful with your shit. So I remember your face, whatever, and shit. So... Yeah, I remember like your birthday. I remember like your name. I remember you being a Capricorn.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a Cappy.
Oh, we should have a party together.
We should. I don't know what to do for my birthday.
I know what you could do.
Oh boy!
What do you want me to do?
Wait.
Huh?
Cake and ice cream.
Cake and ice cream. I ate bed.
Bring me cake. Gonna bring cake and ice cream to the Bronx.
I bet that ain't no thing. Betty, I go to the BX and buy the cake and ice cream, so it will melt. That's like 2-hour ride. You know that shit gonna melt.
Job, baby. Now I have a question. If you gonna be taking me out, this is my question. If you gonna take me out to dinner, you want me to take the bus?
Whoa! We cabin it, boo. We cabin it.
You know, cabinet. Just, you know, I don't take trains.
That's the best thing. You cabinet.
Nah.
He gonna send a service for you.
Yeah, we cabinet.
All right.
Yeah. Nah, real talk though, y'all got me on tape. So by the end of the year, you gonna have a nice dinner with me.
Yeah, LaCrush, grab his number. I'll call him later.
Maybe take my email address and shit. LaCrush gonna give it. I can't be giving out like that.
Oh, okay. LaCrush will give me your email address so I can contact you via the email.
All right, no problem. I like how this is going. Shit. I'm going to have a date. This is my first day ever. Crazy. Real talk, this will be my first day ever.
Watch out. Wait a minute. Wait. Okay, and all this setting a date and, like, going out and getting cake and ice cream for my birthday. What's your name again?
What's my name? Trust. Right now is a good time to ask what's my name than if we was in bed, whatever, you ask that. So, my name, they call me Big Chef. B-I-G-G.
But what's your name? See, I'm not going to say, yo, Big Chef. I'm not going to. All right,
you call me Chef then. Or Chevy Baby.
Chevy Baby. Chevy Baby. I call you Chevy Baby. How
are
you going to tell her to call you Chevy Baby and I call you Chevy Baby?
I'm sorry, Crushy Baby.
That's the whole thing with the Chevy Baby, Crushy Baby thing.
How you don't got a Chevy, but you calling yourself Chevy? I don't understand
it.
Wow, that's a good question. That's cute.
He's just scratching at you, man.
That's cute.
I got a Chevy. I don't drive, but I sure got a motherfucking Chevy.
That's cute. I'm from New York and shit. So I've been in New York.
Just makeup shit.
Yeah. No. I'm being dead ass and shit. It's somebody who hasn't left New York. They don't see the need to fucking even drive and shit. I mean, talking about leave New York even for like a 2 week period. I haven't even done that. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm Brooklyn.
You don't need
right
to drive.
Basically.
But that's not why you have your name, though,
because
of the car. So why you have your name?
No. It's just, like, the pronunciation of my name. Some people get fucked up, so they call it, like, Chev, whatever the rest of it.
Yeah, I see.
So that's why Chev come from and shit.
Okay. But you just didn't make it up for the fun of it and wanted to look fly. It was the actual reason.
Yeah.
See, that's what
you call it. If my name was, like, Dexis, my name would be Lexus.
Oh, okay.
My name was, like, Martin, my name would be Aston Martin.
No, can't say nothing else because I'm really hurting feelings. No, stick to it.
We good.
Basically, what you're
if your name was Lexus, you would call yourself Lex. That's more like it.
Dexter or whatever. My name would be
Mercedes.
Your
name was Mercedes. We call you what?
Mercedes or whatever class
I don't think today. Man should call himself Mercedes. That's just nasty.
No. I call myself a class and shit. Whatever class I decide to rock today, that's what I say.
Okay, all right.
That you named yourself after a car because you wanted people to think you got something powerful between your legs, but you know, I could be wrong.
Yeah, you could be in shit. And after you call a crush and be like, yo, crush, that nigga Chef?
She wouldn't do that.
Fuck out of blue.
I don't think she would do that.
Be like, yo, this motherfucker got dick. How? That's retarded. You don't tell other bitches.
I'm saying, if it's that bad and shit, which I'm not sure.
Crush,
it's
your fault. I would tell them on your show, Crush, it's your fault.
Yeah. Now, if it's bad, I would definitely tell her. I'd be like, what kind of no dick having motherfucker on yourself?
I'd be totally done.
I won't do that.
No, trust me. Regardless of what, you end up with a smile on your face. I don't know how. I don't know you like that, but trust me, you be end up with a smile on your face. You be like, crush, and you just smile.
You know what he's going to do, right? Just in case he's stuck in bed, he's going to buy an extra big cake. He figured he just... I'll be all right.
Yeah, be like, yo, my bad, yo. I fucked up. You made me come quick.
My vagina for your lack of dick power.
Oh my god.
Vagina.
So why would that be our fault? That's what I want to know. When did it become our fault that you came quick? Why is it every time a man come quick or he's inadequate, it was always the woman's fault?
Because the pussy's that good. That's why.
I don't know if
the pussy's going to be that good.
You are just too young to have control over your balls. That's what the truth of the matter is. You see, your balls start tingling and that little area between the back of your balls and your asshole goes on fire, you're supposed to, like, think of, like, something else or pull out and lick the vagina and the pussy in the asshole or something and then play a little round and then give some attention
yo,
to the titties.
Yo, wait.
Don't
blame
me.
Don't blame me.
You got to mix it up. So you can last longer.
I feel you, fam. But she told the chef, though, fam, like, you don't know me, but trust me. Trust me.
Yeah,
yep. Trust me. You ain't calling up LaCrosse and being like, yo, this nigga got some sorry nothing. You be happy. I'll tell you that much. Like, Crush, yo, that nigga who came through. What? Then they came to the Bronx. What?
Really? That's such a good
hey, man.
I can't wait to get this phone call.
Wait a minute. Are we trying to get Rocky a date or a booty call? What kind of crap is this?
You know what? You're right. I apologize for that. I don't want to make it seem like a booty call because you never know what might happen, but I'm not trying to make it seem to go that route.
Fall in love with me and want to marry me. You don't know that. And you fucking it up already.
I might make it better, though.
Look at me trying to make it better. Watch out. I'm trying to make it better.
Yeah, I'm cursed.
Yeah.
I'll make it live on this show. What?
But he failed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me happy.
So, Dewan, you listen to the conversation. You have nothing to add to the part, Dewan?
I'll just let him say his piece, you know.
All right, good looking, Pippin.
I like the strong, silent type, too.
You say who?
She said she likes the strong, silent type.
Always the men who don't brag that got the most to offer.
I ain't bragging, but I tell you what you're saying.
Dewan, were you born and raised in Detroit?
Yes, ma'am.
East day. Side or West Side?
East Side.
Oh, okay. I'm East Side, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, you trying to take my date from Detroit. Look at that.
No,
oh, my bad, Pimpin. I didn't mean to take your date and shit.
No, I grew up in Detroit. I'm not trying to take my grew up in Detroit. That's my hometown.
All right.
I went to Kettering. I graduated from Kettering.
Ooh, watch out.
All right. Shit.
Shout out to Miss Mika and Big Ashby who joined us in the chat room.
I got a computer.
Yeah, too much.
I'm just saying that it's all good. So, I have a question.
Oh.
Wait, which guy is listening?
I'm here. Okay, ask a question. You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
Okay, what is your perfect Rocky day? Let the brother from Detroit speak first because he called in first, and then let the brother from Brooklyn speak second because he called in second. What's your perfect date with Rocky? What would include?
You said the perfect date?
Yeah, the perfect date with Rocky.
Well, I don't know.
And I want all the details. I'm listening.
the first date?
Yeah, first thing.
You know, I probably, you know, it depends on the situation. You know, we probably go out to eat, you know what I'm saying? Come back to the crib, call it Blockbuster night, you know. Probably throw a little back rub in there, foot rub, you know. You know, something simple right quick. A little get to know each other, a little conversation.
So
I don't know.
You got to think about it a little bit more.
What you going to wear?
You know, I'll probably put on a nice little casual outfit.
Right, what you going to
do? Your pants hang low? Do they
No, I'm sorry.
Nah,
do you tie them in or not? Do you tie them in a bow? No. I'm just saying, when you come to take me out, don't put your pants underneath your butt and don't pull your underwear out because I will just close the door.
No, that's,
I don't like
that's
it.
A little childish right there. You know,
I don't like
Chef,
it.
Chef, you're going to have to pull your pants up, Chef. You're going to have to pull your pants up, Chef.
Why you got
to
pull me up for it?
Ooh,
my bad, fam.
Why you got to pull me up for
it? He going to have to go out tomorrow and buy a new pair of pants that could fit on his butt. You know? Oh, damn.
Just playing. Chef is good. Chef is a casual wearer. He likes the buttons up.
Button up your pants.
He's one of them coordinating guys. Like his shoes got to match his shirt, and his shirt got to match his hat.
Oh, you talking about
one of them type of guys? He gotta have a sweat towel that matches everything. Like he.
I can't date a man like that. I'm just letting you know, if you come to me dressed like you live in Harlem and 125th Street, and you buy all your from there, nah, that ain't gonna work.
Harlem's flashy, yo. That's the most flashy part of New York.
Harlem's flashy.
Exactly, and I hate men who dress like that. I can't stand it. If you take more time to dress than a bitch, I can fucking put on my clothes in 15 minutes. If you take more time than me to freaking brush your hair and put on your clothes, I don't got that much time. If I got to be sitting there waiting on you to let my shoe and put on my this and let put in all 13 of my earrings and 12 of my chains. No, that shit turns me off like a motherfucker. Can't stand a man who works with his clothes.
Chef got his tinted glasses on. Chef is laid back with.
Oh, wow. Please don't tell me you.
Please don't tell me you wear shades at nighttime.
Me and
Soz
going to come up to your crib.
Got the tint on them, though.
That's real talk, yo. Me and Soz going to have to pay you a visit for this.
It works for him, though. You know the shades that got the tint to them. But it works for him. It's not like they're not shades. They're prescription, right? They're prescription glasses.
Wow, why are you blown? Wow, what the fuck?
Because it's cute. I'm helping you out. I'm trying to explain.
Oh,
you don't buy.
Wow. Trust.
Aw, Shannon, don't be shy.
Nah. Tell me that you're like that dude Reno from Harlem and 125th, who when I met him, he asked when he could make an appointment with me to visit me and take me out, and he's sitting there with his prescription tinted glasses with a lollipop in his mouth and his hat on backwards and his shirt that matches his pants that matches his Minnie Mouse sneakers. Please don't tell me you dress like that.
Wait. All I gotta say is this and shit. I don't know son and shit, so you know I don't know son. But why you gonna blow his name for?
Because I know that I'm not scared of nobody. I'm not scared of nobody. I don't give a fuck. That's
not
why.
Reno,
I don't like the way he dressed.
6'4", 600 pounds. I doubt if anybody gonna step to him.
I ain't saying that. But shit, like damn.
Reno already know that I don't like the way he dressed. The only thing I liked about him is he makes good conversation and he had a tasty lollipop, an actual lollipop, an actual Candy Charms lollipop. The only thing I liked, I can't stand the way he dresses. It turns me off. That's why I never went on a date with him. I couldn't handle it. It bothers me. It makes you look ghetto. It makes you look like you live in the fucking projects. And I don't like guys who look like they live in the projects.
That's actually a step up from the projects. That's not projects.
Nah, you'd be surprised.
That is not
Harlem,
project,
Harlem niggas is flashy all over.
Let me tell you, all the dudes who live in the motherfucking projects.
Harlem niggas is flashy all over.
All the dudes who live in the fucking projects in New York City because they don't pay no fucking rent because they live with their mama or because they with their baby mama or because they living with their sister and they don't pay no rent because they in the projects and the person who got don't hardly pay no rent. That's why they're able to buy all those goddamn clothes. And I don't like that shit. How you live in the projects and run around with an Escalade? Fuck you. Kiss my ass.
That's that hustle right there.
You sleeping.
No, that's not that hustle.
Mm-hmm. Not even a hustle. That's called being lazy. Okay,
you know
what?
You're right. I understand where you come from. Trust
it's
me.
Okay, but I'm not saying I'm going to jump on the way you dress. No, it's okay. You dress how you dress, boo. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
long as your clothes is clean.
Well,
as long as your clothes is clean.
I feel you. Well, if
brush it good, get a crust thin brush. Because if your teeth are jagged, or they look like they got crusty crust on it, or they look like you ate cheese doodles and didn't brush your teeth beforehand, I can't go out with you. I'm just saying. I'm letting you.
Nah, we good. Oh, you even asked me about what my date would be, perfect date.
That's my next question. How would your perfect latte date be?
Wait, hold on for 1 minute.
Okay.
No. I was wondering who's sweeping at my crib, but it was a Jewish person.
No,
my perfect date.
Wait a minute. You don't know who's sweeping the floor in your house?
No. It's outside and shit. So I'm in the basement right now and shit. So I want to see who's sweeping. It was some Jewish Hasidic Jew and shit.
A Hasidic Jew is sweeping your driveway?
Nah, they sweeping right beside me and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I live in Wingate, so, you know. Wingate State on the map. Crazy.
Watch
2012, y'all gonna see us. Wingate State, what's up? Nah. My perfect date would be with you is, since I really don't know you like that, I think take you out. To dinner. Not without the movies and shit. If the dinner goes swell, if it goes popping and shit, maybe I come over to your crib. Because I got no place to stay in the BX and shit, real talk and shit. I don't know BX niggas like that. So.
Y'all really messing up with these dates. I'm just saying.
What you mean we messing up and shit? Yo, I'm not going
to
take it to my
place. Thing I go back to somebody's place? What happened to just eating, maybe a movie, maybe go to bowling, and then, you know, you walk into her door, and then you call her later? What happened to that?
Or giving me a kiss goodbye and then calling me when you get home so that you could talk to me all night about how wonderful how you
it
can
was
be.
To meet you.
They
well,
just trying to get in my house because they trying to be in my nightgown.
If you press the rewind on this tape, I said if it goes well and shit, maybe I come back to your crib.
So what you uh-huh.
You're not catching
uh-huh.
it, though. That's not what they're saying. You're not getting the whole picture.
What makes you think I'm going to let you come into my house on
Thank
the first
you.
Date? That's just wrong. You trying
wait,
to say
wait,
I'm
wait, a... Wait, understand. Oh. Before y'all chop me down and shit, I understand what y'all saying and shit. But I said, if. If
he thinks I'm a hoe. He thinks I'm a dirty hoe from the dirty wrong way. I'm a dirty hoe. He thinks I'm a dirty hoe.
I ain't saying that. I said if.
Girl.
I said
Give
if.
It to me.
He think I'm a 600 pound fat Puerto Rican hoe. I'm also a hoe.
Wow, not even
if it go well, you still go home and call her and talk about it from your house and she's at her house.
You know what? You're right. You're right. If it goes well like that, then
I don't want to go on a date
you
know? No more. He think I'm a hoe.
Trust me. I learned like these days and shit as I got older and shit that, you know, it's not all about beating. It's not all about fucking. It's more about
just
personality
that,
and shit.
What was the first word? Beating?
Yeah,
why do y'all want to beat the pussy up?
I'm just telling you.
I want you to beat it up.
We ask that question all the time. Yeah, ask that question all the time.
Yo,
I don't want to beat it up. No, sir. No,
I have a question for Quest, though. Yo, Quest, why...
I have a question for me.
Yeah. Why you like niggas beating it up for?
Don't beat it up.
Painful.
It's painful? Let me ask you a question.
Not sex, it doesn't sound appeasing. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't sound, that's not a turn on. Like, I'm
going to
beat it up. What?
All right, you ever slap somebody's stomach?
What?
You ever slap somebody's stomach in the middle of sex because they
doing
it too hard?
Look. I have never slapped somebody's stomach. But I kicked them dead and they.
I did.
Oh, you kick
them? I slapped somebody, but it was by accident.
Oh, you slapped somebody, but it was by accident.
It was by accident.
Oh,
all right.
That's still not talking about beating up the pussy, though. That's not beating up the dick.
So why you slap? So why you slap the person's stomach then?
He retarded.
That wasn't beating up the dick.
Woman,
you
run for. Yeah,
she
wants to beat up my dick.
No, that shit happened to me before. That shit surprised me. Some woman just slapped me on my stomach. I was like, wow. I was like, wow.
You should be happy she didn't smack you in your face.
Nah, she couldn't get my face. She didn't want to, I think.
That's crazy. Y'all some crazy folks. If y'all just tuned into the show, we got Rocky, we got Chef from Brooklyn, and we got DeJuan from Detroit, and we got Lady C on the airways right now, and we got 20 minutes remaining on the clock.
Oh,
so,
somebody else is here?
If y'all want to go ahead and if y'all want to go ahead and give us a call, 347-989-0767 to join the conversation. That's 347-989-0767. Excuse me, press the
we
number
all
one.
Sound the same?
Wait, there's two people talking?
Chick down the same.
We got currently five people on the airwaves.
All right, me,
Miss Rocky, we got Miss Rocky, we got Lady C, we got LaCrush.
Lady C?
Lady C, yeah.
You want to know who Lady C?
How you not know Lady C? Every time you call her, she's on the airways with us.
Why you
call
know
Lady
C
has been right here with us. That's Trifling
Lady
C.
On a date.
Trifling Lady C?
Yeah.
Wow, that's not a nice name. What the fuck?
Oh, no, yeah, that is not. Well, you know, it wasn't my thought. She got it, but she's still trifling, like.
Wow, that's not a good look. I don't want
to talk to you. It means good things over here. We like trifling Lady C. She's not trifling. She just be trifling situation.
Do you care who Lady C is if you're trying to take me on a date? I'm just saying.
No, I was wondering who else was on the phone and shit. I didn't know who Lady C was here. Nah, trust, Rocky.
Nosy.
I'm taking you on a date. Trust.
Okay, I have a question. Brothers, my boy from Detroit and my boy from Brooklyn, I'm just saying, how ugly are y'all? Because I need to know how well I need to dress.
Wow!
If y'all kind of...
I don't think go that far. She took it to the next level.
Just saying, well, because I'm not dressing real fly for somebody who look like I don't know what. I'm just saying. Well, no, I'm going to dress for everybody equally because I believe in the equality of all humanity. And every man deserves a beautiful woman.
That's kind of late, Rocky. I'm sorry, right? That's kind of late. You see how she's trying to clean that up?
I have one question to the guys myself. She asked what kind of date we all would take her on. Nobody said, where would you like to go eat?
I know.
What do you like? You never
take her to the Chinese restaurant.
Nah, I would. Crazy. The fucking what, mansion in Brooklyn.
They're
going
to take you to Not Raised Pizza.
Nah, I take you to that chicken spot around your way, Crush.
Ooh, Crown.
Yo, trust. They got the fucking, what's that shit called? The fucking, what's that for? The sweet potato fries? That shit's popping.
That's nasty.
Sweet potato fries with the fucking Italian cheeseburger? You wilding.
Wait a minute. You want to take me to a chicken spot?
No. I'm just joking. I'm just being like, yo, that shit's popping, though.
Yeah, he's going to take you to the chicken. He's going to put you in a $30 cab to come take you to a chicken spot in Brooklyn.
Just saying.
$30 cab to Brooklyn, the Bronx? You wilding. That's like maybe 90 now. I used to do that shit.
Well,
it was 60 back in the day.
Just drive.
Dad, he didn't even say Olive Garden. He could have at least said the Olive Garden. He said a chicken spot.
He didn't even say the Olive Garden.
He could have said something like that, you know.
I was just joking around and shit. I was just joking around and shit. It depends on what you like to eat.
I'm saying, you know, what I'm thinking is, you know, I understand that men want these women, but strong women like myself give suggestions, but we like a man who can take charge and do things properly. For example, the number one thing is, why do I have to make the plans for the fucking date? Damn. I'm tired of that shit.
Wow, you really killing me right now. Jesus.
Can I just ask the question, though?
I'm not
why they got to feed you, though?
Why? Because I'm hungry. That's why.
No, no, but I'm saying, like, that nobody said the movie, nobody said bowling, nobody said the arcade, nobody said any of those things. Like, the first thing they said
truthfully,
I'd rather go eat.
Yeah, because I can actually sit there.
I'd rather go get something to eat because you see, in a movie, I stare at the screen. Okay? When we're bowling, I'm staring at the pins. When we're ice skating, I'm staring at the ice because I don't know how to ice skate,
but I'll go fucking Grand Central, whatever. But real talk, though.
A nice restaurant where I will not be rushed to get up and to get out, where I could sit down and actually have a conversation with the guy who is taking me out on a date. And hopefully he'll take me to get some ice cream or something later, or, you know,
You know what? I wanted to
answer that question you had asked, how good you have to dress depending on how we look. Well, I could say you could dress like crap and still look good next to me. That's the only time I'm going to brag.
Uh-oh.
Detroit. Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's a strong silent type.
Okay.
He got them lines. Hey, Chef, how you doing?
I'm chilling. You know, I got to let some vodka and shit. They got that D-Town Connect right there and shit, that Motown Connect and shit. So, you know.
I'm saying, all I could say is Wepa. That is like the Puerto Rican version of Whoops. There it is. I'm just saying.
No. Honestly and shit, if you heard what I was trying to say, like trying to speak whatever and such, like honestly, that's why I didn't say no movies or nothing, because I want to get to know you.
Oh, really?
Really? Yo, if you could rewind it, you hear me trying to chime in, but, you know, trust me, anybody who hears this shit afterwards and hear me trying to chime in, they realize what I'm saying right now, so we good money and shit, so.
Hey, Black Ring is in the chat room right now, Vince in the Bay, how y'all doing?
Hey.
We also got another caller, so I want y'all to hold on for a minute. Chef, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, hold on for a second. Let's get to this 917 caller. 917-751, how you doing? Welcome to the show. State your name and where you from.
This is Trayvon, and I'm from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Your name is who?
Trayvon.
How you doing, Trayvon?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show. We got guest Rocky on the show from Larger Than Charge magazine. Do you have any questions for her?
I'm just taking in the ambiance. This is my first time calling.
Okay.
Hi, Trayvon. How you doing? This is Rocky.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. See, he has a nice voice and a nice way of speaking. Watch.
Yeah.
You from Brooklyn, huh?
Thank you very much.
Where you from, Trayvon?
Pardon me?
Where you from? Let us know where you're from.
I'm from Canarsie, Brooklyn.
Canarsie, Brooklyn. Okay. So we're talking about first dates here, and if you had a chance to take one of us lovely ladies out, we have Lady C, Rocky, and myself. If you had a chance to take one of us out, what would be the first date for you?
It depends on if you want to make it romantic, fun, or just plain old adventurous.
Well, you tell us. We want you to tell us. That's why we ask you. What would you want the first date to be?
I think we should find a nice restaurant to eat at, some place that you would like, because I would hate to take you someplace where you just can't stand the food.
Uh-huh.
Then afterwards, probably a nice little stroll along the park, letting the sun set at a moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you're up for it, a little dancing afterwards.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay,
so let me ask you, I'm going to get a little more specific. Okay, so you said a restaurant. You said, okay, something I would like. What are your suggestions? Give me your top two picks if you had it, you know. If I said, I don't know, what's your suggestions? Give me the first two that come to mind.
Well, I would try to find a nice restaurant that serves some kind of international or American cuisine that works for everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what kind of dancing would you suggest?
Anything that gets slow, intimate, and close and tight.
Okay, I don't know what club plays that kind of music, but okay.
Are your teeth straight and are they white and do you brush them every day?
Wow, that's some deep stuff to be saying to somebody.
Yeah, I live in the Bronx, and I'm trying. I'm my new lease this coming year is to actually go on some dates. So I'm in the Bronx. So I just need to know if teeth are white and straight, and do you brush them? I'm just yeah.
Look, we all have our faults. We try to keep them as nice as they can because we don't want nobody to have bad breath or go and scare you. Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying because I know a lot of people who are not like that.
Mm.
I know a lot of people whose teeth is fuzzy.
Wow.
I was being serious.
All right. So, I'm like, who got the background? What you doing in the background? What you doing over there, Trayvon?
That's me.
Who's that,
like
Chef?
You,
it's
you
one of the men's.
All over something. It sounds like they're rubbing the phone, like, against something. I don't know what that is.
Uh-oh. Sounds like all black
right.
market porn.
He know his companies. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're about to wind it down right now. We got 9 minutes, so I'm about to we want to close it down right now. So any last questions or comments you would like to add? We're gonna start with Trayvon. Any last comments or questions you may have?
All I can say, it was nice to be in a place with some very beautiful women, and hopefully one day we'll cross paths. It just might be adventurous and fun for you.
Okay, all right. We can work with that. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. All right. Chef, any last comments, questions you may have, Chef?
Clash, it was lovely talking to you. I'll meet you back later and shit. Rocky, well, Lacey, I don't know who you is and shit, but it's nice talking to you. You dig? Rocky,
uh-huh.
I'm serious about that date.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
see
what happens.
It's funny because I know like two people I know you and shit. And I hope I can get on a date with you and shit so I can show you my other side.
Exactly.
See me?
You have to come?
Hmm?
You have to contact me.
I think you got a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. But you wanna know what? I'll tell you what. You have no way to give me no information, right? So
you know what? Honestly and shit, I got like almost 50,000 emails and shit. So I'll tell you my email address over here and shit. So you just copy down whatever.
Are you in the chat room?
No.
Okay, so Sammy, you want me to just type or something? Because you're on my Facebook page.
Okay, give me the link to his Facebook page, and then I'll write to him.
All right.
Well, it's lovely talking to you and such, and hopefully by the end of the year, which is not too soon and such, I can take you out to dinner. And such. And make you enjoy the time that you spent with me. Because you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Watch out.
Word. You're going to be happy at the end of the day.
Okay.
At the end of the night. All right.
We got Detroit. Any last comments or questions you want to make?
Yeah, I'm friends with Lady C on Facebook. You know, I submitted some of my music in here for her to play on her show.
Lady
but,
C or LaCroix?
Lady Crush.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, you know, I hollered at you. I had sent you an email, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
okay.
That's about
it. I didn't get your music. I got your message, though. You requested it, but I didn't get your music. You're going to have to send that to me again. You can submit your songs to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I didn't get the MP3s, though. I did look for it. I know what you're talking about, and I know who you are.
All right.
Okay, so you sent me an email already to my email address?
Yeah, I'm in front of my computer now.
Oh, cool. Then I'll write back to you. I have some time tonight, so I'll write back to you.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right, folks. Lady C, you're going to roll with us, Lady C?
Yeah.
All right. We got 5 minutes remaining, so I would like to take this time to let Miss Rocky say her shout outs or, you know, last minute plug-ins, anything you may want to add.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for asking me to be on the show. It has been a ball. Anytime you want me to come back, I'm definitely down for that. It's very cool. I appreciate that, La Crush. And thank you for everyone for having me and being such a great sports and having a good conversation. Check out my website, www.rockyraqui.com, and my online magazine, radio show, online television at www.largenincharge.com, where you can find out all the information you want to know about my work as a science activist and all the things that I do and what makes me me. And I appreciate everybody. Thank you so much. All the people who know me and met me and everywhere. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you. Thank you.
And we also have, she does have a show on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Large and in Charge Radio. For those who may want to check her show out, she's on every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Central, 7 to 9. So y'all can definitely check her out, blogtalkradio.com/largeincharge radio. The call-in number again?
718-508-9491.
Okay, so y'all may want to write that down. Thanks to everybody. Thank you, Ms. Rocky, for coming through. We had a ball. It turned out to be just a decent show. I'm glad you remembered and you were able to fit me in. Oh, wait, hold on. Before we go, we have 3 minutes remaining. We got one more caller because I've seen him there. 951.
Hey, what's good, family? What's happening? This is Dr. Uwe.
Oh, hey, Dr. Uwe.
Hey, what's good,
man?
Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that guy with the PhD in common sense. But I tell you what, some reason I missed your show tonight, boo-boo. For some reason, I just did not get the text message until about 15 minutes ago. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm definitely coming back because I think you girls got something going on over here.
Wee, how come you come to my show no more?
Uh-oh.
Well, sweetheart, like I said, I am definitely doing a lot of things. And you know what? You on my mind. I'm following your show. You already know that. I'm just not smart enough to get online
that.
In time.
I don't know that.
Well, you know that. All you got to do is check it.
I don't know that.
Just check it.
You never gave me your number, Uwe.
Okay, here
so
it is.
So you're giving everybody else your number. You ain't giving me your number. You don't love me. It's okay. It's all right.
Give it to you. Right. You ready for it?
Now you want to give me your number? Put it in the chat. Send me a whisper or a thing, and then I'll write it down.
A private message in the chat room.
Private message in the chat room. Hit me on the private message. Oh,
he just put it out there.
I gotta somehow take it to the side and put it in my phone. Now everybody's gonna start chatting. It's gonna scroll all the way up to the top of the and shit. Got a piece of paper.
All right. We're gonna go. I just want to go ahead and get this out there real quick before, because we got 1 minute here. I was giving you a 90-second roll call. So I want to say thank you to everybody that called in and showed up. Thank you to Lady C. Thank you to my special guest Rocky. Thank you to Chev, Dewan, Dr. Uwe, Big Ashby, Miss Fanny, Black Ring, Vincent the Bay, the guest that showed in, and everybody that I couldn't think of, and those that are going to listen to afterwards. You can download the show. You can iTunes us. You can go to my website, phonefantasyradio.com. You can also go to our online community, phonefantasyradio.ning.com. Video chat sessions are coming soon. I might even rebirth my Ustream. I don't know. But, you know, things are coming along, slowly but surely. I also want to tell everybody that I'll be back here, not Thursday, but this weekend we're going to have a special broadcast, so you may want to subscribe to PhoneFantasyRadio.com, and, you know, I might have a special broadcast coming up. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope y'all enjoy your holidays. I don't know what y'all going to do for Black Friday, but I'm going to stay my black ass in the house. I'm not going out there.
I'm buying a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm waiting for Cyber Monday or something.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not laid up somewhere. So, but I think I'm going to stay in the house for that day. So we got 24 seconds remaining. Oh, you know what? I'm not even signed in. Okay, wait, hold on. I messed that up. All right, so I see you got 18 seconds. Once again, join us next Tuesday, 9 p.m. at a regular time. Ooh, excuse me. And thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody. Lady C.
Yeah.
You want? Okay, never mind.
Huh?
Never mind. I was going to say something, but never mind. I'm streaming. Never mind.
Wake up.
Chef.
Yo.
Hi, Chef.
Hey, baby. I'm going to come see you.
What you doing over there, Chef?
Chip your Foco Loco.
You drink your what?
Foco
Loco.
Did?
Damn.
Yeah.
Look at, she said, ooh, chef.
Yo, what you doing tonight?
Huh?
What you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight? I don't know.
Want company?
Do I want company?
Yeah.
No.
I bet.
You want to watch me on camp?
Oh, wow. I bet. I ain't calling you in a minute, so I'll tell you.
Yeah, you ain't calling me or nothing. No, I don't call you, not tonight.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry.
Good money.
Yes, I am. And yes, I need some. All right, folks. That's the end of our show.
Wow.
That's the end of the show. It is a wrap.
It is, it is.
It is a wrap. We are officially off air. Once again, thanks to everybody that tuned in. If y'all want to stay in chat, we can. If y'all don't, that's good, too. Just have a good time, man. If you don't turn that down, Chef.
I'm sorry.
What you playing?
103.
Huh?
You said I'm playing my Walkman?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, wow. What type of shit is that? Who used Walkman? Wow, y'all niggas really coming out of my head tonight. Niggas said Walkman.
What is that?
Whoa.
What are you listening to?
Listen to my music that my son put on here.
Oh, boy.
On,
I
like,
always put something on music. You supposed to be sending me music like 2 years ago when I met you.
I didn't send you this joint with my son.
No, you sent me sample snippets. What the hell?
What happened? That samples, trust me. That's just a sample. You won't hear other
like
shit.
A
you be like, oh, shit.
It was like a minute long.
So, it was a minute and change. Don't try to say that. It was not 2 minutes, but it was a minute and change.
All right, but before we go, I'm going to go ahead and play my song just so I can end the show properly.
Who, Castro? My artist?
Huh?
Who, Castro, my artist?
No, not your show. My artist.
All right. Trust me. Coming.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kind of scary, and this is what they're called, vagina. Tight and strong, but big or
like
kids, clams and fish and such. Some
yo, fuck out of here. I got my fucking
a summer's eve, but they've been douched too much.
That nigga can't be kind. That nigga independent right there.
That's Weird Al.
Is that nigga signed? What?
That's Weird Al. Weird Al. Yankovic.
I'm sorry.
Weird Al makes money. Weird Al sold over 11 million fucking records. Shit.
What, that's Weird Al?
Yeah, that was Weird Al.
Wow, I feel really dumb right now. Weird Al's popping. I know
okay.
Lady P just laughing. I don't even know who you is. You a big girl?
I don't even know who you is. You're a big girl.
I'm a big girl.
Word, it sounds so country, right? I ain't from country. Crazy, my family ain't from the country. Just
kidding. No, that's why it's funny.
Yeah, word, right? My family ain't from the country. Nothing. I was raised country, in Brooklyn,
Like
I love big women.
Just like that, you're like all fluid.
I love
like
big women.
Girl.
I love
like
eating big women.
Oh, you love eating them with cherries and strawberries and whipped cream?
No, I just want the whole, I want the real taste of a big woman.
The real taste. That's so sweet and delicious.
Well, somebody else on the phone, they could vouch for me.
So I can't do nothing.
Not you, but somebody else. Yo,
well,
we taping this shit? I hope you're not taping this shit.
Good night, all.
They all gone.
We had a good show. Thanks, Chef, for making my show interesting. We had a good show.
I'm going to
Rocky.
I'm going to holler at you right now.
You going to holler at me? Yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
Right now?
I have to find your number. You got like 36 numbers, 31 numbers, 32 numbers and shit. Well, 33 right now, right?
Well, okay,
because I never changed. You probably don't even have my new number. My number changed.
Well, it's not. We on air?
Uh-huh.
All right, I ain't going to say it. Damn, you ain't in Yahoo. What's really cracking? You know my email. Damn, we on air right now.
It got 10, 347.
347 7666. Oh, okay. I'm gonna call you right now.
7667229.
Oh, I got one of the Google numbers. All right.
Yeah, I have to because you can't be changing my shit. It ain't nothing personal. Everybody got it. Even my brother got it. My whole family got the Google number. So
wow,
I just got a lot of different
Google
numbers. I give each person a different Google number.
Wow, I
do, lady. See, I really do got a Google number for everything I do. Even fucking Phone Fantasy Radio got a Google number.
Well, that's good.
That's popping right there.
Yeah, Phone Fantasy Radio got a Google number. So if y'all just want to give a shout out and y'all can't call in or whatever, y'all
wait,
can
what am I sounding like? I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I was there when you trying to set up the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, lady. You a big girl?
Yes, I'm a big girl.
Where your pictures at?
My pictures?
No, I just got to ask. No, what the fuck?
I know. I have no pictures. Lady C doesn't have anything. I'm just I'm a phantom.
Are you a phantom? I can guess what size dress you wear?
Yes, you can ask. I wear a size 28.
You see, I was about to say 26 or 28.
Yeah.
Oh, you's a big girl, for real. I would love to eat you, girl. Wait, hold on. We still got the shit on tape?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, yo? Like, oh, man, this is...
All right, bye, folks. Bye, because somebody calling me now, so...
Bye.
I ain't even calling you yet.
Somebody else is calling me.
Lacey, you got Facebook?
No, I don't have Facebook.
Oh, wow. How can I... You got Yahoo?
No. I have nothing right now.
Do you have a cell phone number?
She's a voice.
Yes, I do.
Can I call you?
She's going to give you a Google number.
If I call and you don't answer, I'll be tight. I'll be like, wow, that's that person. Shit.
She ain't nothing but a vulture. I got to go. Bye.
Get that mic, brush. Lacey, I'm going to talk to you on Thursday. No, not Thursday. Next week, Tuesday.
Okay.
Or the weekend.
All right.
I'm going to call you right now. You best get up the phone.
All right. Bye, everybody.
All right, good night.